Woman's Mind.
Hi, I wanted to talk to someone about a billing.
Yes, one moment. Let me pull up your account. Mm-hmm. Am I speaking with Karen?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
So the balance was $2389 in April. There was three payments totaling $750 since April, and the balance is still over $2,000. That's impossible.
Okay, let me check that. This balance, it includes the date of services back from 2024 from the March. And let me check. Yeah, there's a due from the March of 2024 up to the current year of May. That includes co-payments and deductible co-insurance.
Right, but how? But simple math. How? How is the balance still over 2,000? If there's been, does that make sense? What I'm saying.
You must have received bills from our side.
Okay, so what are you showing as the current balance now?
The current balance is $1,839.99. So what should be the balance according to you?
So if it was 20, so the balance, so it says here in April the balance was $2389. So if it was $2389, and there's been $750 in payments, that means the balance would be $1,639. Is that correct?
Okay, let me check. When did you last pay it?
I pay $250 every month.
$250 every month? From which date you're paying this?
What day does it come out? Hold on.
From which month, yeah.
It comes out every month.
See,
you just need to be
have
the day of the month.
Yes, I do see we have received payment of $250 on the July 28th, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me double check that. And when did you last check your balance?
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
No, I mean to say, when was the last you checked before paying?
Well, I'm just looking at it right now, and it says it's 1839. Is that not correct?
Yeah, it's 1839 right now.
Does that not include the last 250? Because if it doesn't, then it should be 1639.
It includes the last two payments as well. But the thing is that there was a visit on May 15 that's for $75 for both of the visits. And let me check. Okay, the $75 you paid to us.
Yes,
that
correct.
Was,
I see when it was there. Mm-hmm. So there should be nothing due.
Let me explain it to you. So the $75 you paid to us, that was adjusted to the last year's visit. So the $75 is still due for this month's, May month's visit. So your 74 was adjusted in 2024 visits?
I don't understand. So I was there in May. I paid $70. What does that have to do with 2024? I made a copay the day I came in.
Okay, now that's, so the thing is that whenever you have outstanding from the previous year, it goes to the payment you provide to us, it goes to the adjusted to the previous year.
Okay, I don't. So even though I paid the seven, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to rectify this. I don't think it's right. I don't think.
I mean
it's
to
right.
say, can you please? I can provide you the complete statement where you can see how much was the outstanding and how much you have paid. So I can provide you the complete statement.
Yeah, because again, if we look at the 2389, there was three payments since then, 750. So the balance should be 1639.
Okay, I'll send you the complete statement so you can identify how much was paid by you and how much was the total outstanding.
Okay.
Okay, we'll send you that to email address Karen Lee MC at yahoo.com.
And again, you're showing a balance of 1839, is that correct?
Yes.
And like I said, if you April,
actually,
it's 2389. It's 2389.
It's automatically generated. There's nothing that we have added from our site. So I'll send you the complete statement on the email address. Once you find it, you can review it. What was the outstanding from the beginning, and you can find it out why this balance shows you. So if you have any other questions, you can give us a call back after tomorrow, maybe.
Okay, and you're saying that the 250 from July was already applied to the 1839, correct?
Yeah, 250 from the July. Let me give you the date. Where was it applied?
Okay.
So that applies to March 13 of 24.
Am I able to come in and talk to someone? Again, I'm even trying to go back further. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a balance of 3341 back in June. I made a payment of 250, and it's still the same balance. The next month was 3341.
Okay, it's actually when you come to pay, and it automatically is being adjusted to the previous and oldest visits. So that's the reason. Those are applied to the oldest visits.
But wouldn't the balance still go down, though, even if it was applied to the oldest visit?
Balance for which visit?
Why don't you email me that, and then I'm going to have to come in to talk to someone because this doesn't make any – like I said, in June 18th of 2024, the balance was 3341. There was a payment of 250, and then the balance
mm-hmm.
was still 3341 the next month.
Sure. I'll send you the complete statement. You can find it out where your payment was adjusted. And what was the total outstanding and what total you have paid, and according to that, what total should be on the bill. So I'll send you the complete statement.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Karen.